Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the watches and warnings are up on areas of the East Coast this morning. Joining us right now is John Hooper, owner of Lighthouse View Motel and Cottages on Cape Hatteras in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. John, where's Earl in comparison with you this morning?
Well, the last I saw, I guess somewhere around 700-800 miles away from us. Still headed right at us, which the forecast, I guess, predicts. We're quite concerned, hoping this thing will turn offshore. But we've been here before and been through them, and we'll be back.
Remind us of the vulnerability of Hatteras Island and the Outer Banks. And, again, the projections suggest that it will graze the coast, not necessarily come all the way inland. That isn't necessarily good news, because a graze could mean it spends a lot of time sort of inching up the coast there.
Well, I think the good news is it is not inching up the coast if the National Hurricane Center is correct, which we believe, and I certainly believe in their technology now. I believe the thing is going to be moving very quick, which will be good for us. In the 15 to 20 mile an hour range, or even faster. And that I think is the one bright spot here, is this thing is supposed to be moving. Yes, it's going to be closer than we probably would like it to be. And there is some chance of some ocean overwash, but like I said, we've been here before, and we'll be back. I am very confident that the tools that the National Weather Service has now in predicting these hurricanes is so much better than it was 10 years ago. And I'm confident that our authorities, the board that I used to be on, will, issue the evacuations as necessary.
And you haven't heard anything about evacuations yet?
Not yet. I do know that they were meeting again this morning. They met yesterday morning, and I have not heard anything about evacuations on Hatteras Island yet. So I suspect they're probably deliberating that. Well, in this time frame right now.
Well, you sound very prepared. You sound actually quite hopeful, but what a bummer for Labor Day weekend, huh?
Well, it's, I guess you just play the cards you're dealt with and do the best we can. We hope for the best, and if this thing will stay, 600 miles offshore, I think we'll be back in business pretty quick. So if this thing doesn't change, hopefully this thing will veer to the right and just skirt the whole coast and just give us a little bit of surfing waves.
Have you already seen cancellations?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we have to deal with this occasionally, and it's just a part of the business. It's certainly a part we don't like, but we have to deal with cancellations. But we are probably better prepared for evacuations than ever with trip insurance. That helps us some nowadays. That is a lifesaver as far as financially goes. Again, I have tremendous confidence in our system, and I have confidence in the forecasting now. I think that the computer models are so much better. They're so much more accurate than they used to be. The swell models are so much better. The one thing that I really just do not like is all the media hype from some of the local broadcasters and some of the national weather stations. I think the experts are good, but when you get all the propaganda there, I just think it hurts the common person when they turn on the TV and hear somebody that's not very knowledgeable what really is going on, trying to make.
All right, John, you got 20 seconds. Is the sun shining there in the Outer Banks?
That is beautiful. It's beautiful here in Outer Banks. There is no wind. There's no swell right now. just not a cloud in the sky.
Waiting and hoping for Hurricane Earl to pass him by. John Hooper, owner of Lighthouse View Motel and Cottages in Cape Hatteras in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Have a great weekend, John.
Good. Thank you.